Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Bo Allred. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris James. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Turner Ward. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric King. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Kirk Dressendorfer. And now, play ball. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dressendorfer fires to first and picks off Huff. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allred hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Lewis moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2-0. James hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dressendorfer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Weiss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiss moves to third. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiss scores. Canseco moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brown bunts towards third. Riles juggles the ball. That's an error on Riles. Ward moves to second. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Huff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Huff bunts towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Brown moves to second. One out. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Brown moves to third. Lewis moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allred is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allred hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Brown scores. Lewis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. James hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 8-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Dressendorfer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Riles hits a line drive into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. James scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco strikes out. There goes Henderson. The throw from Alomar to second, and Henderson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Huff hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Huff moves to second. Kurt Young now pitching. Bo Allred batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allred is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allred hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Huff moves to third. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles juggles the ball. That's an error on Riles. Huff scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 9-1, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. Bell moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. James scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eric Shaw now pitching. Doug Jennings now playing left field. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allred is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allred hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiss strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Indians. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing second base. Brad Kaminsk now playing right field. Fred Manrique now playing shortstop. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Wilson is 0-2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Riles moves to second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Quirk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riles scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 10-4, Indians. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Manrique is 0-2 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Wilson scores. 2 outs. It's 10-5, Indians. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jennings takes first base on ball 4. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 0-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Wilson, who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Huff is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Huff strikes out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lewis is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 11-5, Indians. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Allred is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allred hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 0-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jennings. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Allred moves to third. It's 12-5, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-2. James is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique can't make a play. That's a base hit. Allred scores. Bell scores. It's 14-5, Indians. Carlos Berga, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Berga is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Berga reaches second base with a double. James goes all the way around to score. It's 15-5, Indians. John Briscoe now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 0-4 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berga moves to third. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ward is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Berga scores. Ward moves to third. It's 16-5, Indians. Mike Huff, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Huff is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Huff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Brown scores. It's 18-5, Indians. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Jennings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Manto now playing first base. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk hits a fly ball into left field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground for a single. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Baines scores. McGuire moves to third. It's 18-6, Indians. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 18, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Steinbach now playing first base. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allred is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Allred strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 19-6, Indians. Jeff Manto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manto takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Manto moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-5 in the game. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Manto scores. Berga moves to second. It's 20-6, Indians. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 20, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Egloff now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Manrique is 0-for-3 in the game. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Jennings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaminsk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 20, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.